It's like watching little pieces of poetry go by. Every road sign, you know, the place names, the historical markers. You know, all you have to do is get behind the wheel and drive around this freaking country.
And Gillian Welch would know. Over her career, she and guitarist David Rawlings have crisscrossed America every which way on tour and dug up musical gems in all its hidden corners. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Gillian Welch is one of those people who seem not to be of their surroundings. She was raised in New York City and West LA, so not too many people would have anticipated that her go-to music would have such a rural and nostalgic origin. While at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, she met her creative partner, David Rawlings. Now, 15 years after their T-Bone Burnett-produced debut, Revival, the duo is still at it, digging through record crates at swap meets and with their guitars in hand, spinning magic out of old yarn. After a long 8-year wait for the new Gillian Welch album, she returned this year with The Harrow and the Harvest. And no surprise, it's a beauty. Gillian and David toured pretty hard this year as well, and when they stopped by FUV, I asked Gillian if it might take a bit of pressure off if she added a few more musicians to the act.
It doesn't really improve what we do. You know, if it made it better, man, we would do it. But at this point, I mean, what Dave and I dig and what we're listening to in our playing, you know, and what we're hearing when we play, is very quickly obscured or obliterated by just the type of augmentation you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, you open yourself up to a whole host of things. Like, what if we added a fiddle and a dobro? Well, then, what are we, bluegrass? You know what I mean?
See.
There's
also
this funny thing with us where, what is it? Mm-hmm. What is it? Because you don't get any clues. There's not a drummer and a B3 player.
Right, right.
There could be, but there isn't.
Right. Yeah,
or electric bass.
Right. I think there's a certain, there's a certain freedom in the microcosm in which we work, where we try to make those little, you know, the little pictures, the little sonic pictures. And we try to include all those voices and lines and things, but, you know,
or hint at them.
Yeah, and but do them in a smaller frame.
But oh, ain't the nighttime so lovely to see? And don't all the nightbirds sing sweetly? You never know how happy I'll be when the sun's going down. So leave me if I'm feeling too lonely.
It's a very unguarded record, and very intimate. I'm really happy that, you know, one of the things we seem to have gained from this somewhat arduous process of making this record is by the time we actually got into the studio with the songs kind of ready to go, we had somehow come around to this certain confidence of just, well, we're just going to do what we do. We'll just do what we do, you know, and we've been sort of moving towards this point, this type of recording, for a decade or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy that I think this record, possibly more than any other, actually captures the sounds that we like when we sit in a room and play. I think this is the closest to what it sounds like, you know, in the living room.
Becky Johnson by the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way goes, that's the way. And a brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends.
There's a live performance by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings of The Way It Goes, and before that, Dark Turn of Mind. Both songs on the new album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.